Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Halloween. Hopefully you are indulging in your sweet tooth. Maybe you add something sweet. Maybe you will. I don't know. I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. No candy for me. All right. I got to wait till I get out of the studio. All right. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher, and thank you to you for listening. Okay, we've discussed a lot so far. Of course, we are minutes away from the start of Game 6 of the World Series. It's taking place in Toronto, Canada, as the Blue Jays try to win their first title since 1993 by defeating the Dodgers. Meanwhile, the Dodgers, they'll be trying to force a Game 7 tomorrow in Toronto, Canada. Yoshinobu Yamamoto on the mound for the Blue Jays, or excuse me, the Dodgers. Kevin Gausman on the mound for the Jays. We'll keep you up to date when this game gets started. Hey, thank you so much to Cordell Woodland for joining us from 105.7 The Fan. We talked about the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson made his return. Well, are the Ravens going to return to contention? Well, are they going to be in the playoffs? Are they going to compete for that? Are they going to go out here and compete for a championship? If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. How about this? We're going to talk some more NFL, because in 20 minutes from now, we'll have a conversation with Eric Edholm from the NFL Network. We'll get his thoughts on some of the injuries. We'll talk about the Ravens. We'll get into the Dolphins. We'll look at some of the biggest storylines in the league right now. The Kansas City Chiefs turning things around. So more NFL conversations with Eric Edholm. We talked some college, Arch Manning. We have no idea whether or not he's going to be healthy enough to play coming off of that concussion. They got the Texas Longhorns taking on Texas A&M tomorrow. Looks like Arch will play, but no solid confirmation until tomorrow morning. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. And you can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I need you to think. Use your brain. Use your noggin. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know, I'm just waiting to see what happens. These Dodgers, myself, our producer, Ryan Botcher in New York, there's a lot of people who expected these Dodgers to win the World Series. And they're not done. They haven't been eliminated. The series isn't over. They got to force a Game 7 tomorrow. But I know this is a phrase that not a lot of people like to use anymore, but I'm going to use it because I feel like it. The fat lady has not sung. Okay, it is not over. It's not done. Maybe we get to a place in, I don't know, 3 hours from now, 2.5 hours, and we can say the Blue Jays are champs, but they are not champs yet. Dodgers have this high-priced roster, high-priced players and personalities. We'll see what happens. And we know there's no bigger name than Shohei Ohtani. And I don't know, maybe he continues to add to his legacy tonight. Maybe he adds to his legacy tomorrow if they're able to go out there and force a game seven. There's a lot to see. I want to see, is Yamamoto going to have another complete game? Are we looking at a space and time where Shohei Ohtani puts the team on his back and does he get his first World Series MVP? We had Freddie Freeman take it yesterday. And it's such a cool time in sports because we are really living in an era where we have Shohei Ohtani whooping ass in baseball, waking up giving 10 strikeout performances in 6 innings and hitting 3 home runs in a game. We got Shohei Ohtani doing this in baseball. And then the NBA season is underway. We got a 7'4", 7'5", monster, an alien in Victor Wembanyama, who is living up to the billing that the NBA kind of bestowed upon him before he was even drafted. I mean, coming out of France, the NBA, through the NBA app and NBA TV, they were broadcasting his games before he was even selected by the San Antonio Spurs. And I mean, Victor Wembanyama got the Spurs at 5-0 right now. He's averaging 30 points, almost 15 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 5 blocks a game. He's shooting 56%. What are we doing here? He almost had a triple-double a couple of nights ago. Not with assists, but with blocks. He's gotten stronger. He's going into the lane. Like, we got two super freaks out here in sports. I don't know. Do we even have a football equivalent right now? I don't think we've hit that mark. We see what Lamar can do. I don't know. We need a player. Botcher, Travis Hunter would have to be God in order for him to be in this category. And unfortunately, Travis Hunter is hurt right now. There's no football equivalent to a Wembanyama or an Ohtani right now.
You would need a running back that could also somehow be a middle linebacker and be almost all pro in both positions.
Yeah, and we don't have that, but we do have Ohtani. We do have Wembanyama. And even trying to think of, there's no comparison. Like, these are two freaks that we have never seen before. Like, I've seen Sean Bradley at 7'6", and Georgie Morrison at 7'7", and Manute Bol in that same place. You got a guy who's 7'6". But we got Victor Wembanyama, who, by the way, he still might do some more growing. He's 21 years old. Maybe he's done, maybe he's not. He's moving like a shooting guard. He's moving like a point guard at 7'4". What are we doing out here? He's long as all get out. His arms and legs just don't stop. I mean, we got a veteran in the league. This is no small man himself. Bobby Portis is about, what, 6'9", 6'10"? Bobby Portis, playing for the Bucks, says, man, guarding Victor Wembanyama? How? What do I do? Listen to what he told the Running Back podcast.
My first defensive possession, he split a double team and throw it off the glass, and I'm low man. Like, I just let him go. He caught that mugging. Ooh, I said, nah, this dude crazy. The next possession, he blocked somebody's shot, wrapped the ball behind Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Dunk Brook. Mm. I don't know if y'all remember. I said,
I do
bro,
now.
This dude is crazy.
I do now.
I'm like, bro, this is crazy. Like, what's up with Buddy, bro? I'm like, bro is playing a video game out here, bro.
I like
this
that.
This is unreal.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I like him a lot, though, man.
He took the words out of my mouth. This is like creating a player. And it's been a long time since I sat down and played any of these games. It's like creating a player. Yeah, let me just create the tallest guy possible. Let me make him 7'9", 8 feet tall. And I'll have him out here shooting like Ray Allen. And I'll have him blocking shots like he's Dikembe Mutombo. And, oh, yeah, I'll give him the handle of Allen Iverson. It's a video game. Like, Victor Wembanyama is a video game come to life. And then on the other hand, we got a guy like Shohei Ohtani. he's hitting home runs like he's, I don't know, Reggie Jackson in the postseason. And he's striking people out like, I don't know, like he's one of the Braves starters from the 90s. Alex Rodriguez talked about Ohtani, and listen to what he had to say.
Is Ohtani the best baseball player ever?
I don't know if he's the best, because it's too early. Barry Bonds was the baddest son of a bitch I've ever seen on a field. I mean, the uniqueness about Ohtani is he's Barry Bonds married with Roger Clemens, and he's one. Is he the best hitter? I would still put Barry Bonds probably a bit ahead of him. Is he a better pitcher? I would still put Clemens on top of him. But combined, is only a class of two, Ohtani and Babe Ruth.
Yeah. How? And Alex Rodriguez is one of the best of all time. He didn't need the drugs, too, by the way. But come on, what are we doing here? This is a great time. I want to see what Shohei Ohtani does tonight and tomorrow. It's just, are they going to be in a joyous mood? They're going to be in a miserable mood. This is fun. I'm enjoying this. And then Victor Wembanyama's 21. Okay, we got Shohei Ohtani, who is 31 years old. We're in the midst of the prime of Ohtani. Victor Wembanyama, God bless him. Hopefully he stays healthy. We've never seen anybody doing what he does. If he stays healthy, man, it's going to be bananas. One of the best defenders that we've seen, Anthony Davis. Even Anthony Davis is just like, this guy's a freak.
Who's the best player you've ever played against?
That's tough. I'll give you one that's recent, Wimby. I remember playing him the first time in San Antonio, and we was going at it. I think he ended up having like 30. I had like 40, like it was going at it, like literally, we was going at it. Yeah, he liked that when they came to LA and played us. I think he had like San Antonio's first like 12 points or something. Like handle, can shoot it. See, like grows into his body and gets strong. Like it's gonna be a problem. He can hoop.
Yeah, we know he can hoop, and he's grown into his body just a little bit, and he's already putting his shoulders into people. Man, Anthony Davis is one of the best defenders. A couple of days ago, when the season started, he was going at Wembanyama. He was moving out of the way. He didn't want no part of this guy. Kind of crazy looking at Wembanyama. And then we got Giannis, who's an MVP and a former Defensive Player of the Year. Even Giannis looks at Wembanyama and is like, man, I'm nothing compared to this guy.
He's incredible talent. He's probably one of the most talented players I've ever watch on TV, ever played against. This is second year in the league. He's way better than his first year. He's going to keep on improving. He has a very, very bright future. Just got to keep on working on his game, keep on working on himself, keep on, you know, playing the game with joy, and he's going to be the face of the league for a lot of years.
Come on, man. These are Hall of Famers. These are top 75 guys. Talking about a dude who is 21 years old. And they're bigging him up like they're in awe of what he's doing. I'm just, Botcher, there's not one player. There's not one active athlete in any sport doing anything. I don't care if it's a professional league. I don't care if it's every 4 years in an Olympics. I don't care if it's kicking a soccer ball or football. There's not one athlete that I want to see more than Victor Wembanyama stay healthy and active over the next 10 years. None.
It's got to be him. If not, it has to be... Like, I'm trying to think of other players in other sports that are just, without a doubt, the most talented player by far. And you could say Ohtani stay healthy for the next 10 years, but we've already seen... I don't want to say we've seen the peak of Ohtani, but, like you said, Wembanyama is by far still improving. He's growing, and now he's learning to how... to not just rely on three-pointers. It's just, it's going to be a wrap for the NBA soon.
Yeah, well, maybe sooner than later, the San Antonio Spurs, a 5-0 start. How about this? Speaking of Ohtani, he just struck out swinging against Kevin Gausman to start off this game. Nothing to take away from Ohtani. We know he's still a beast. He's not going to hit a home run every single time up, but he is an absolute monster. Kevin Gausman, certainly a good pitcher, a very good one. One of the best in the league, Paul Skeens. He talked about Ohtani. He sat down with Barstool Sports. Listen to what Skeens had to say.
He's about to win the MVP.
Yeah, he's just a freak. Like, yeah. You know, being in the game and pitching every 6 days, like, how insane is it that he's doing this where it's just he does everything?
Yeah, it's crazy. And I think one of the reasons that because my body didn't feel great when I would two-way. But I was a righty hitter, righty pitcher. So I think it might help him a little bit to be a righty pitcher and a lefty hitter.
Just balance
it all out. But regardless, that's unbelievable. Like, I've never been in the locker room with him. So I've never seen how hard he works and that kind of thing. But it has to be just unbelievable work ethic, intensity, all of it. To go out there and do that. It's
nuts.
Unbelievable.
Well, yeah. And that's something to take note. The guy's throwing the ball with his right hand and he's hitting left. And what are we doing out here? I'm pretty sure if he wanted to be, he could go out there and switch. But he's a mess. And I say that in a positive way. And you want to talk about his workout and how he stays in shape. By the way, he is definitely winning another MVP. Shohei Ohtani's about to pick up his fourth. We don't know if he's going to win a World Series MVP. We don't know if he's going to win a title. We don't know if he's going to do any of this. But we do know for the regular season, Shohei Ohtani, this man is going to be MVP. Without a doubt. None. Okay, how about this? Phil Nevin used to be the manager of the Angels. And he talked about what this guy can go out there and do, just his preparation for things. Listen to this.
Shohei, I'll give you one quick example. We were playing the Patriots Day game in Boston, and I look at the rotation going forward, and he's probably 2-3 starts away. So I pulled Shohei into my office. I was like, hey, you're scheduled to pitch on this day. It's an 11 a.m. start. That's 8 a.m. California. I can bump you to Tuesday night in New York instead, or we can move this start to here and you can pitch on Sunday. And he starts going through the days and he goes, no, I pitch Monday. What time's the game on Sunday? 1 o'clock. Okay. He said, I'll go to sleep at 7 o'clock. I'll wake up at 5 o'clock. I can do my full routine. I'm ready to pitch. I looked at his interpreter. I went, he just said he was going to bed at sleep at 7. Like, I'd love to go to sleep at 7 some nights, but I get in there and there's no way. I'm staring at the ceiling. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, how does he just go to sleep at 7? I mean, he's got to be taking something, right? Yeah. No, he just closes his eyes. He goes to sleep, puts his mask on, and he'll sleep those hours. If he wakes up and his little thing tells him he hasn't slept enough, he falls right back to sleep for another 30. And everything he did from the time he woke up to the time he goes to bed and everything in between was to be the best player in the world.
Come on. I'm in the same boat. I cannot get no bed at 7 p.m. Man, it's going to take me taking a whole bunch of stuff for me to be in bed at 7. Come on now. And Shohei Ohtani's about baseball. And I mean, he got a kid, he got a wife. I mean, we know he's about baseball. Let's just leave it at that. Absolutely amazing. Enjoy this, folks. I don't know. You get guys who come around once in a lifetime, and you can never predict. There's been one Michael Jordan. There's been one Kareem. There's been one Barry Bonds, drug assisted. There's one of everybody. And of course, we're going to continue to have great athletes, and everybody's going to be great in their own way, and you just have to appreciate it while we have it here in front of us. Appreciate Shohei Ohtani, what we've seen. Appreciate what we're getting, or what we might get from Victor Wembanyama. As it stands right now, we're still here in the first inning. The Dodgers in Toronto, 0-0 here. Kevin Gausman already has 2 outs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk some NFL. We're going to be joined by Eric Edholm from the NFL Network. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, Wembanyama might be putting up ridiculous numbers with the Spurs. Shohei Ohtani may have had a ridiculous season. The Dodgers certainly need him and everybody to be ridiculous here in the World Series. But here we are. The NFL is still continuing on. We're about halfway through the season. We're approaching the trade deadline. We got some teams that are out. We got some teams that might be in. We got quarterbacks hurt. We got guys who are going on injured reserve. There's always something new day-to-day going on in the NFL. And joining us right now is someone who writes, talks, covers the NFL for NFL media in every which way possible. Welcome back to the show, Eric Edholm. Eric, how are you, man?
Evening, man. What's going on?
I'm good. Good to have you here. So much to discuss. Let's talk about a couple of Florida teams first. Travis Hunter goes down. We don't know details. He's on injured reserve. What do you know or not know? This kind of sucks.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, especially when it felt like he was kind of turning the corner a little bit. And it felt like maybe he could even take that number one receiver job from Brian Thomas Jr., who's had, you know, a disappointing season after. I mean, he and Trevor have just not really found that groove. And Thomas did a little bit better with Mac Jones last year. So, yeah, this is a tough development happening in a practice. Sounds like a knee injury. I don't know if it's an ACL, but it sounds like his knee has been compromised, and, you know, they're just trying to, you know, hope that it's the kind of thing where he can come back this year. And, yeah, I mean, they're all of a sudden reeling. You know, that Chiefs game had such a lift for them, and now we're kind of wondering where they're at as a squad.
When it comes to Travis, and we know his defensive usage hasn't been where we thought it would be. We've heard Deion Sanders, not a shock, be critical of his usage up until now or a couple of weeks ago. Is this season just kind of an L for Travis? Are we just going to have to wait until next year to see what he can really do?
I mean, that's more likely than not at this point. Again, we're not knowing the severity of the injury and all that. I mean, that's, you know, probably the most likely scenario. You're right. I mean, we've seen him 15, 20, 30 snaps a game on defense and then a little bit more on offense. And he's still doing things that 99.9% of the NFL couldn't do if they wanted to. So, you know, it's impressive that he's able to do part-time both ways. But again, it felt like he was kind of rounding into form as a receiver a little bit and making some downfield plays and adding a new dimension to that offense. But yeah, I mean, considering what they paid for him in the draft, it's tough to just write off a rookie year. You know what I mean? Like, you don't spend a extra first round pick on a non-quarterback, in my opinion at least, and not have big immediate plans for that player right away. They clearly did, but obviously he's been held back a little bit by, you know, sort of the wear and tear, and then obviously the injury on top of it. Not the wear and tear, but just the demands of playing two different positions.
Yeah, most definitely. Eric Edholm is here with us from NFL Media. If we go further south, right down the coast in Florida from Jacksonville to Miami, we see Chris Greer gone. Mike McDaniel still has his job. Are you surprised they pulled the cord right now on Greer and that they still holding on to McDaniel probably until the end of the season?
Yeah, it's just an interesting way to go about it too, right? I mean, you know, obviously we are right up against the trade deadline here in the next 4 days are going to be really interesting, and the Dolphins are certainly a team that could be in the middle of that. So is it, you know, is it, was Greer pushing back on a fire sale? Like, did he not want to be the one pulling the trigger? You know, it's hard to know exactly what prompted it, but it also was a game where the Dolphins were moving the ball, and had they converted on a couple of key plays, they have a chance to be up at halftime and who knows, maybe even win the game. But there were so many self-inflicted errors. It was one of those games where you felt like someone's going to lose their job, right? Someone's going to get be the scapegoat for this thing. I mean, did Chris Greer cause them to lose last night? No, not directly. But, you know, it's a little strange for a guy who's been in the organization a long time, right? I mean, He's been their GM for a number of years, but was also a director before that. And
that's right.
Kind of been made a little bit of the scapegoat here. And, yeah, it's everyone else is left to clean up the mess.
Well, what does this mean? And this is assuming Mike McDaniel will be gone at the end of the year. What does this mean for Tua Tagovailoa, who's sitting around making $50 million a season?
He's got a big contract. It's, you know, there are limitations to his game. There are things he does really well. But you'd have to think, especially given his injury history, remember the concussion, the big story about should he just not play anymore, right? Is that a consideration? It was a very emotional thing for him. It was a very taxing thing, I would imagine, mentally and physically as well. So, you know, there are a lot of that, and the contract has him, I don't want to say boxed into Miami, but I don't think the list of potential suitors in the offseason, if he were to be made available, would be very long. I don't think you'd have a lot of teams lining up. It obviously would depend on what evaluators thought of the draft class, any potential veterans or free agents or whatever trade targets. Those all factor in, but you know, at this stage, there's some he's flying into the wind a little bit as a player. So it's possible that this Dolphins team is at a flashpoint here. We're going to see a very different version of it next year from the top down, right? But it could change by the trade deadline too. And there's going to be some moves this week, I suspect, that has Miami involved. But the big ones, probably at the end of the year.
Eric Edholm is here with us from NFL Media. You talk about the trade deadline. We got to wait until Tuesday, November 4th. A lot of names. Trey Hendrickson, we know he's going to be an unrestricted free agent. We got Breece Hall. He's been in the news. We got some names and quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson. Crosby allegedly has been told that he ain't going anywhere. What have you heard? What do you expect to happen or not happen? What's likely, unlikely?
Yeah, I mean, a couple weeks ago when I was sort of making calls around to teams about other things, and you'd say, hey, what do you think about the trade deadline? Is there? It seemed like there was going to be some activity. And we've already seen a couple of little ripples. You know, the Patriots have made a couple of moves. The Rams got a corner, et cetera. But nothing shocking to this point. Those are just the little pre-tremors. We'll see how big it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be quite as big as I thought it might have been a couple of weeks ago. It's a supply and demand thing, and there may be one or two positions where you get a little bit of a bidding war, you know, and I think the three potential positions would be like pass rusher, corner, maybe wide receiver. Teams just don't trade offensive linemen typically unless they're lower on the totem pole or, you know, have an expiring contract, and, you know, quarterbacks usually exempt. Maybe running back is one where you see a couple guys move to. You mentioned Hall. There could be some other ones. Zamir White is somebody who could, you know, possibly move. So there's a few other guys out there at that spot. But I would say pass rusher, pass catcher, and then DB would be some positions to watch. How active can a team like the Bills be, you know, when they're so cap stricken right now? And there are a handful of teams that have all kinds of flexibility, like the Patriots. Niners are in pretty good shape, I think. But I would say there are more that are up against the cap and that have some real restrictions and limitations.
Well, is there, you mentioned the Buffalo Bills and the difficulty in them to bring on legitimate salary, Eric. But is there a team that you see out here right now that they need to make that one big swing if they want to kind of bolster their chances of taking the next step and being real contenders?
Yeah, they're one of them. And the Bills almost have to ask themselves, like, what do we need most? You know, do we trust that Maxwell Harrison is going to help this team down the stretch at corner? Does that give us a little more confidence there? Or is that still too cloudy or too unknown for us to count on that? Is a receiver the difference? I mean, really, like, I know they're coming off a 40-point game, but there have been times this year where you felt like Josh is just waiting for somebody to uncover. They're having to go kind of station to station and not be that big play offense as readily as they have been. So can they get somebody like on the Rashid Shaheed level? Is that a doable thing? If you do, then maybe defense gets put to the side and you're hoping that that unit just gets better and from within. But yeah, I mean, you'll see like the usual suspects. It wouldn't shock me to see the Chiefs and Eagles active. They're always active. They're always listening and looking and making calls and you know, even nominal upgrades, they're willing to pull the trigger, whereas other teams are a little more passive. So, you know, obviously those teams that find themselves right on that kind of 500 line, they have to ask themselves, how legitimate a contender are we this year? You know, the Ravens are certainly back in it now, and there's other teams below 500, but that's kind of the question is, do we want to give up long-term assets for a potential short-term gain that could help us win a ring? Feels pretty wide open this year, so maybe that lends to a little more activity.
Well, Eric, I want to ask you this. We had this conversation earlier on in the show. We saw what the Ravens did last night against the Dolphins that we discussed. They now have a record of 3-5. Now, based on the division that they play in, do you find it realistic that they may push themselves back into being legitimate contenders?
Absolutely. Yeah, I really do think they, I mean, I think the what looked like a hammer lock on the division has really gone away for the Steelers. I mean, they were in great shape not too long ago, and they're not, those two teams, Ravens and Steelers, don't face until week 14, I believe. But, you know, the next few games at Minnesota, we don't know where J.J. McCarthy's at. No, you know, no clear backup at this point. At Cleveland, they've had their share of issues. Jets, same thing after that. Bengals, I mean, this is not a tough schedule. They could be above 500 by the end of the month of November. So, yeah, I mean, given how the division is laying out this year with the, you know, the Bengals struggling, the Browns struggling, they absolutely have a chance, and they're the betting favorites. You know, I mean, that's how people still know that even before Lamar took the field Thursday night, the Ravens were considered kind of the favorites, and even with the Steelers a game and a half up.
Eric at home here with us from NFL Media. This is a team that has 7 wins and 1 loss and not turning the football over. Daniel Jones looks like a freedman from New York. What are your thoughts on these Colts? Are they real? Can they go on a run, or is this fool's gold?
Yeah, I mean, their offense is real. I mean, their return on investment so far on drives is unbelievable. You know, the one game they were held below like 28 points this season was at LA, and you know, they had a touchdown called back because the guy fumbled as he's Adonai Mitchell fumbles as he's going into the end zone. They had another touchdown called back by penalty, that which has been out of character. Every other game they've played disciplined, you know, productive football on the offensive side. And Jonathan Taylor, Tyler Warren, Jones has been great. You know, Mitchell's helped out. Obviously Pittman's a mainstay there. They have so many guys they can go to. Downs, you know, lots of options. The O-line's been great. Watch Tanner Bordellini. That guy's a blast right next to Nelson and, you know, all the Bernard Raymond at left tackle. Good group. The question for me is defense and the coverage specifically. I think they have enough pass rush to cover some of their warts, but that's another team that, look, Chris Ballard has never been a deadline dealer. I think they traded Nyheim Hines when he requested a trade a couple years back. I don't remember them ever making a trade at the deadline. If there's ever a time, if there's ever a year where it's like, okay, you legitimately have a chance to go to the Super Bowl this year and put a lot of demons, post-Manning demons behind you as a franchise, especially with Jim Irsay passing this year, maybe this is the time to strike. I'd be fascinated. I think they'd want a corner or a safety, but you know, it just would be another piece for a team that's been very tough to stop this year.
Yeah, what a surprise. You got the Colts here at 7-1, and not surprised at what Jonathan Taylor is doing, but just think about Daniel Jones is certainly impressive. Hey, Eric, we certainly appreciate the time. Where can people keep up, follow you and all your work with the NFL?
Yeah, NFL.com, easy to remember. Yeah, I did my thoughts on last night's game, and we'll have some thoughts on Sunday's three of Sunday's games, and then we got power rankings on Tuesday, and check out the power rankings show with my buddy Mike Yam, and we have a good time with that. And it's been a fun season so far. It's kept me on my toes.
Hey, every NFL season, every day, every week, yeah. The NFL has certainly made things busy all season round, Eric. So we appreciate you, man.
All right, have a good Halloween, man. See you soon.
You as well. Big shout-outs and thank you to Eric Edholm for joining us from NFL.com and NFL Media for coming through and dropping that knowledge. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to give me a holler, you can do that. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of these unfortunate injuries that have gone on in the NFL. Maybe we get a few more guys returning. Besides what we got from Lamar Jackson last night, we'll give you an update there. We'll give you an update on the World Series. I mean, a matter of fact, there's a lot going on. To get an update on everything going on in the world of sports, it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So,
that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Who you going to call? You can call me if you want. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, Botch, I actually sat down and watched that with my family last weekend. Pretty funny.
Great movie, both of them.
Yeah. More than two, but. I turned on the second one. I think the second one is more kid-friendly. And so I had that movie on, and it was cool. One of my favorite lines of all time is the beginning of the second one. They're doing a birthday party, and the kids, they didn't give a damn about the Ghostbusters. They wanted He-Man, you know?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And but what happened to He-Man has fallen off a cliff over the past 30, 40 years. What happened to He-Man?
I think they stopped making the cartoons and the toys. He-Man's the one with the, by the power of Grayskull. Is that it?
Yeah, and then he had the underwear on and with the muscles and stuff. What happened to him?
I think the haircut fell out of style.
Oh. Well, this a haircut can do that for you?
Yes. I feel like if your hairstyle can define a generation, it'll last. Yeah. Like the Bride of Frankenstein, that hairstyle is famous. Like Marge Simpson? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, wow. That's kind of, I'm like, damn, He-Man used to be the man, and then you just kind of fell off the face of the earth. And shout out to the Ghostbusters. Look at me shouting out fictional characters. Anyway, here we are. Game 6 of the World Series. I don't know who just hit that double. One of the Dodgers hit a double. Now they got one guy on second base here in the third inning. Let's see if that's Edmund. Let's see if the Dodgers can convert that to a run. We'll keep you up to date as it continues on. Thank you to Eric Edholm for joining us. From NFL Media and NFL.com. I talked all things NFL. And, you know, this is a good opportunity to kind of walk through some of the guys who will be playing, will not be playing this weekend. We've had quite a few injuries. We saw Lamar Jackson come back last night, go out there and throw four touchdowns against the Dolphins. Every team isn't going to be as poor as the Dolphins are, but it appears that we have another quarterback who's going to be back. This is Jaden Daniels. It looks like he's going to be in action and ready to go against the Seattle Seahawks. Him, like also Lamar, he's been battling a hamstring injury, and he's going to be ready. And believe this, the Commanders need him after we saw them get smoked by Kansas City. Let's see what he does against Seattle. This is what Dan Quinn, the coach, had to say about having Jaden back.
Jaden will be back, and we're all pumped for that. He's just got a unique way about him. Elevates the others as we're going through things. It's hard to defend, you know, with two plays that could take place, you know, gets outside, you know, running and passing. And so really pumped to have him here.
Okay. Well, Jaden, welcome back. You've been dealing with these leg injuries all damn season long. How you feeling? What you looking forward to doing?
I know the injury hits keep coming. We just heard about Terry not playing Sunday. You guys have dropped a few in a row. What's your like outlook or expectations for you and your team the next 9 games?
We only got one game at Seattle, so focus on that one. We got to go out here and try to get a win.
Yeah, you heard him. The reporter also asked about Terry McLaurin, who's once again out with a quad. He just came back, and now he's gone again. He caught a touchdown, and now he's out again. Jaden Daniels, at least they get him back. I mean, you ain't nothing if you ain't got no QB. Joe Flacco on the other end of the spectrum. This guy's 40 years old. Man, we saw what went down with the Bengals. They lost to the Jets, and now he has a sore shoulder, a sprained shoulder. What a shock. He's 40 years old. Bengals have a 3-5 record. They might as well tell Mr. Burrow, don't come back this season. Go ahead and rest up your body, that busted up foot that he has. Joe Flacco says, I'm ready to play against these Bears. Listen to what Mr. Flacco said.
Well, I feel pretty good. I just think, you don't want to just assume you're going to be able to throw or not really know. So I think I definitely wanted to be able to go out there at some point this week and feel good about what was going on. I think that's all I was trying to say.
Man, the dude just got there. Come on, man. He just got there. He had a great victory the first time, and now he's just being old. The Bengals are unfortunately not moving. They're not moving anywhere. They're not. And then you got the Bears. They just lost to the Ravens with Huntley out there. So, you know, it's just two bad teams. Bacha, you ready for the Bengals and the Bears?
In realistic odds, this is going to be a horrible game. But I do think Caleb Williams every now and then has a pretty cool moment. So there might be a couple highlights I'll see here on Red Zone, maybe.
And speaking of a highlight, Will Smith just drove in Edmund with a single to left. Is that a single or a double? I think it ended up being a double. So the Dodgers are here on the board right now. 1-0 in the third. Okay, the Dodgers got a man on second. They got a man on third. And now they got Freddie Freeman up to the plate. Let's see if Freddie Freeman can help them do some damage. Speaking of quarterbacks who are injured, oh, man, we saw the Falcons. They gave the Dolphins some hope the other day. 34-10. The Falcons lost with Kirk Cousins out there throwing around the ball. There was no Drake London. And Michael Penix, he was dealing with a bone bruise. Is he going to be ready to take on the Patriots? It sounds like the answer is yes. Michael Penix says, man, it's tough to watch your team get their ass kicked.
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough, you know, whenever you can't be out there and go to battle with your teammates, you know. But, you know, as far as what I learned, you know, just we got to find ways to score. We got to find ways to put points on the board. And, you know, that obviously not just that game. You know, we have multiple games. We talk about the San Fran game. We talk about the Carolina game. You know, we got to find ways to score. We got to find ways to, give our defense been playing a lights out. You know, I feel like they've been playing great, and we got to be able to play complimentary football and, you know, be able to compliment what they've been doing on that side of the ball, and we haven't been. But that's something we're definitely working on, and we're going to fix.
Man, the Falcons are so up and down. They're going to go up to New England and probably get their asses kicked. And then people are going to be miserable about it here in Atlanta. Meanwhile, speaking of getting their behinds kicked, somehow, some way, I don't know how the 49ers are still happy to be alive. But they're going to throw Mac Jones back out there again against the New York Giants. At least they should go ahead and pick up a victory against them. Mac Jones is 4-2 as a starter for the 49ers. And Brock Purdy, man, they gave that dude all his money. And he still can't play with that busted up foot. That toe, it's not getting better. And so we got Mac Jones again. I can't believe this. This is what Kyle Shanahan had to say about Purdy's availability, and that we got more Mac.
What does that mean as far as possible availability for Sunday's game?
It means he's got a chance to be available.
You have a chance to start?
No, Mac's going to be starting.
No, well, that sucks. I'd be miserable too. Meanwhile, something else that sucks, let's fast forward to Monday Night Football. Kyler Murray, it doesn't look like he's going to be in action against the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys are probably just going to light up the Arizona Cardinals. Looks like Brissett is going to get another start. Jonathan Gannon, never happy with the media. He was asked if we'll see Kyler Murray, and for whatever reason, he got ticked off.
Are you preparing him to start?
Yeah.
What's the advantage to not naming officially a starter until, I don't know, Sunday or even Monday this week? Is there one in terms of what they can do, how they can prepare for you guys?
No.
Damn. Just fire the guy already. Just get him out of there. He's miserable every week. Maybe if they were winning, he'd be happy, but I don't see it. Smile, man. The Cardinals stink, so I guess I'd be miserable too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Game 6 of the World Series is going on right now, this minute, this second. The Dodgers have the bases loaded with Mookie Betts at the plate. They currently lead 1-0. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll give you an update. Did the Dodgers put some more runs up on the board? We'll talk about that. We'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. There's a lot to discuss. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.